The spider reared up on its four back legs. The three in front pawed at Walter's jeans, making a low and ghastly scratching sound. The thing's eyes bulged up at him with that dull intruder's curiosity which he had already imagined too well.
"Oh, yes. I'm afraid it's the end of the path for you."
Huge in his head, booming like words from a loudspeaker.
"But you intended the same for me, didn't you?"
"No, at least not immediately."
"But you did. Don't kid a kidder, as Susanna would say. So now I do the one you call my white father a small favor. You may not have been his greatest enemy, Walter Paddock, as you were called when you set out all in the long ago. But you were his oldest, I grant. And now I take you out of his road."
Walter did not realize he had held on to some dim hope of escape, even with the loathsome thing before him, reared up, the eyes staring at him with dull avidity while the mouth drooled, until he heard for the first time in 1,000 years the name a boy from a farm in Delane had once answered to. Walter Paddock. Walter, son of Sam the Miller in the Eastern Barony. He, who had run away at 13, had been raped in the ass by another wanderer a year later, and yet had somehow withstood the temptation to go crawling back home. Instead, he had moved on toward his destiny. Walter Paddock. At the sound of that voice, the man who had sometimes called himself Martin, Richard Fannin, Rudin Falaro, and Randall Flagg, among a great many others, gave over all hope except for the hope of dying well.
"I be a-hungry, Mordred be a-hungry," spoke the relentless voice in the middle of Walter's head, a voice that came to him along the shining wire of the little king's will. "But I'd eat proper, beginning with the appetizer. Your eyes, I think, give them to me."